Send our in the name of Jesus, send our into my heart. In the name of Jesus, send our in the name of Jesus, send our into my heart. In the name of Jesus, send our love. Our God is a good God. I said our God is a good God. Tell your neighbor that God will speak to you this morning. Tell him or her, God will speak to you this morning. Tell your neighbor, God will speak to you this morning. I want you to turn with me your Bible to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. If you are there, say amen. If you are there, say amen. Alright. Let's see it together. I want to read it. Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men. Numbers chapter 13. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the children of Israel from the tribe, let me read this again. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I'm giving to the children of Israel from Israel of their fathers. You shall send a man, everyone a leader among them. So Moses sent them from the wilderness of Paran, according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were head of the children of Israel. The theme of my message this morning is faith. Without faith, the work of mission will be difficult. Without faith, the work of mission will be difficult. That is the thing. Without faith, the work of mission will be difficult. Father, I pray this morning that you will touch every man under the sound of my voice. Touch every woman under the sound of my voice. Speak to them personally. Minister to everybody individually. That this word that I'm about to minister, oh God, will do great and mighty things in the life of your people. This word, Bible says, that write the vision that make it plain upon the table, that may run that readeth it. That your people will be able to run with this word that I'm about to share this morning. that Lord will ignite in them the fire to reach out to souls like never before. In the name of Jesus. Without faith, the work of mission will be impossible. Now, the story is very long, but something happened. I don't want to read everything. No, the Lord asked them to go and serve the city, the land of Canaan, but something happened along the line. It was only two people that were able to give good reports. But you know, when Moses said that they should go and search for the land, they should go. But at the end of the day, two people, Joshua and Caleb, they were the ones that said that we are able to take the city. But the rest of the people said that we are not able to take the city. They lack faith. Let me tell you, God has promised us that we are to reach out to nations of the world. But let me tell you, if you don't have faith that you will win souls for God, it will be difficult. Today is Mission Sunday. Thousands of people, you know, are perishing. That's what the Bible says, that multitude in the valley of decision, the judgment of God is near in the valley of decision. Thousands of people are still untold. Millions of people are still untold. Thousands are dying every day without hearing the gospel of our Lord Jesus. You know what? This is, you know, put yourself in the shoe of these people. God is saying, Joshua and Moses here represent God. And God is now saying that now I want to go and spy the land. I'm sending you to nations. I'm sending you to kingdoms. Go and do spiritual survey of the land. These people, they don't even have just a little faith. Bible says that if you can have faith, like just nothing, like a grain of a mustard seed is the smallest of all seed. The Bible says that if you can just have faith, if you can have faith, like a grain of a mustard seed, if you can have faith, like a grain of a mustard seed, Bible says you are going to ask this mountain to move and it's going to move. God is telling us to reach out to souls. Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Do you know what? You have to go in faith. You don't need to doubt God. Listen to me. God is telling, just like he told, you know what? Okay. Let me, after Moses has, giving them command that they should go and serve the city, they all came back. And they began to tell all kinds of negative stories. We've been to the land. The land is a land, that land is a land that swallow its inhabitant. They were speaking every words, magniloquent word that will make somebody to be afraid. They said that we saw the descendant of Anak. We were like grasshopper before them. I remember a song. I'm not a grasshopper, I'm a giant in the Lord. I'm not a grasshopper, I'm a giant in the Lord. I'm not a grasshopper, I'm a giant in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Say, I'm not a grasshopper. Say, I'm not a grasshopper. I'm a giant. Listen to me. I want you to know that you are a city taker. You are a giant killer. Hallelujah. Don't see yourself as a grasshopper. The people of Israel, these ten spies, they saw themselves as grasshopper before the giants. They said, when we were compared to them like grasshopper, they were too big for us to conquer. This one, they can yank off our head in a matter of seconds. We are not able. We are no match for them. Listen to me. In the recent, are you getting me? You are no match for the devil. But through the help of God, you are bigger than him.
Hallelujah.
Nobody is not for the devil. It's an old war horse. He has been playing this trick ever before you were born. Ever before your great grandfather were born. He has been playing this old trick. In the recent, you are no match for him. But you are a conqueror through him that loves him. And who is that person? Jesus. So you can ride on the shoulder of giant Jesus Christ to overcome the evil ones. That's what the Bible says. That little children, be not afraid, for you have overcome. For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are more than this. You are great just because you have Jesus on the inside of you. These people, they were afraid. They were fidgeting. We are not able. We cannot conquer them. They are going to kill us in a matter of seconds. And let me tell you, they brought evil reports to the people. And as a result of that, some of them now began to say that it's like we have to choose a captain that will lead us back to the land of Egypt so that we can be eating our onion and cucumber. This wilderness, you just brought us here to kill us. You want to risk you just want to kill us. You are saying that we should go and face the Amalekites. You said we should go and face these people. We are no match for them in the recent. But for real, in the recent, God is able to do more than they bargained for. But they never knew. They were so naive. Naivety is a killer. Praise the Lord. Naivety is a killer. If you don't know that you are somebody, if you don't know what you carry, if you don't know what you carry, you are going to be afraid of things that is not in existence. You will begin to be afraid. Listen to me. Jesus Christ, our big brother, died 2,000 years ago. And when he died, he gave us the victory in his name. It's not a matter of size. It's not your size that matters. When you see a traffic warder standing on the road, he will begin to command you. When a lorry is coming, a trailer, it will do like this. We pump, we lift up his hand like this, they will stop. That man, that the driver is not respecting the stature or that, but the color of that dress, that I have to stop. You have that authority. As a believer, you have authority to command. You are not to be. See, if you want to go on mission, if you want to reach out to souls, you have to go by faith. Listen to me, a lot of us, this is our problem. That professor, he has been a professor of 30 years. He knew so many things. What am I going to tell him? Fear. You don't even have faith in the first place. If I go to him, he's going to rubbish me. What? What type of English? He's a professor of English language. But God is telling you to go and preach to him or to her. You are not to be afraid. Even if your English is not going to be good, the Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit will fine-tune that English. And he's going to hear. He's going to sound in his ear or her ear. And he will be able to know and interpret it and understand it. But you have to go by faith. Without faith, the Bible says it is impossible to please him, because it is impossible to please him. Because he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those that diligently seek him. These people, they were too afraid. They said, we are not city. In other words, what they are trying to say is that, Moses, we are not city takers. We are not giant killers. Therefore, leave us alone. If possible, we want somebody to lead us back to Egypt so that we can be eating our onion and cucumber. We want to be enjoying our life here. We want to keep on being slaves in that land. In the name of Jesus, you will not go back to the land of bondage.
Amen.
I pray for you that you are not going to serve your enemies in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a song that said that I'm no longer a slave of sin. I'm a child. I'm no longer. See, it's like saying that we want to go back or vomit. We enjoy the lifestyle. Let's go back. God is saying that God is seeing the giants in you. Listen to me. Say, I can do all things.
I can do
all things. Say, I can do all things.
I can do.
Through Christ that strengthens me. I have comprehensive faith.
I have comprehensive faith.
In the blood of Jesus. I can do all things. I can do all things. And there is nothing impossible. Not just any kind of faith. Comprehensive. A kind of faith that encompasses. A kind of faith that covers so many things. Faith that covers my marital life. That covers my study life. That cover my academic life. That cover my future. That cover everything around me. That cover my finances. Your faith must be comprehensive. These people, they lack comprehensive faith. Bible says that for when we look not at the things which are seen, for the things which are seen, they are what? They are temporal. But the things which we are not seeing, they are eternal. What they can see, listen to me, if you are looking at this your eyes, if you are looking things beneath your eyes, you will be confused. You will be disoriented. If everything you are living by is this eyes, this globe will deceive you. You look at your life, you look at your bank account, right? And the devil is telling you that you cannot amount to it, you don't have money. Believe that you have money. Then listen to me. If you can see it, you can have it. It is the see. If you want to bring the unseen to see, there's it is the faith is the key. Faith is the key. You have to key in through faith. You can take so many things through faith. Bible says that the just shall live by faith. They said we are not able. And let me tell you, God honors faith, and faith honors God. You know what? Joshua and Caleb calmed the people because there was uproar in the camp of Israel. Because they said that, well, the fear, you know what? Don't join people that begin to sow fear in the hearts of people. Encourage people. Be an encourager. Don't be a discourager. It was only two people, Joshua and Caleb, that told them that we are able to go. And the Bible says that God honors their faith. Let me tell you something. The people of Israel, because of their lack of faith, the journey to Kadesh Barnea was only 10 to 14 days. But it took them 40 years, just because of their unbelief. The journey that was supposed to take 10 to 14 days took 40 years, just because they lacked faith. They were unable to enter. Bible said that the word was preached unto us as well as unto them. But the word that was preached unto them does not mix with faith in their heart, in the heart of those that had it. They were only unable to enter their rest because that word doesn't have any meaning in their heart. If you want to enter your rest, there is a need for you to have faith in God. If we want to see unbelievers getting saved, we must reach out by faith. I'm telling you, we must reach out by faith. We cannot win so without faith. We have faith for you. We have faith for so many. We have faith for so many things. But if you want to reach out through missions to save souls, it has to be by faith. You must go in the name of the Lord through faith. You must know that as I'm going to preach to that king, he's going to give his life to Christ. Because some of us, we are even doubting. Say the king, preach. Let me just preach because we were told to preach. You go to the king, that the king will mess you up. You go to the president, they mess you up. You know what? Some people, some men of God, they carry the presence of God and they have strong faith. That when they meet governors,
there will be two governors, and the governor will bow to the name of Jesus. They will go to professors in the name of the Lord, and they will go there too by faith. And the professor will accept Jesus as his or her personal Lord and Savior. If you have been preaching the gospel without faith, I want you to repent of your unbelief. I told you the other time that we have some unbelieving believers. They don't, whenever they hear the word of God, they don't even believe it. They don't believe the word of God. When they read God's word, they don't have any faith. I'm here to ignite the fire of your faith so that you can begin to what reach out to souls by faith. Even if by faith, if you want to pray for those who are sick, it's by faith. You want to win soul, it's by faith. So I want you to be like Joshua and Caleb, who are not going to see the giants, who are not going to see themselves as grasshopper compared to them. They see themselves as a giant in the Lord. We are able. They may be tall, they may be demonic, they may have charms, they may have amulets, but we carry something that is beyond them. They may have all kinds of fetish power, but we have the power that is greater than their power. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 66, verse 3, say to God, how awesome are your works? Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves unto you. We must have faith that the enemies of God will submit themselves to God. Without faith, you can't do the work of mission. Without faith, you cannot reach out. Without faith, so many will be so difficult. Let us have faith in God. Let us have faith in God. I can do all things. You can do all things. You can win many souls to the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, you just need to have faith for reaching out. Faith for soul winning. Faith for mission. We are the people of faith. We are not doubters. The Bible calls unbelief an evil heart. Unbelief is an evil heart. Bible says that an evil heart of unbelief. Unbelief is a killer. Unbelief will take you nowhere. Unbelief will short circuit God's plan for your life. Unbelief can truncate the plan and purpose of God for your life. You must have faith in God. Not just any kind of faith. Active faith, comprehensive faith, living faith. I can do all things. I can win souls. I'm a giant killer. I'm a city taker. God can give me the city of Ibadan. God can give me Ukraine. God can give me UK. God can give me United States of America. God can give me the continent of the world. Bible says that go into all the world and preach the gospel. God is saying that you go and preach to the global citizen. Are you getting my message? Reach out to the global citizen. Reach out to nations. Reach out to North and South America. Reach out to Asia. Reach out to Australia. Reach out to Asia. Reach out to Europe. Reach out to Africa. God has given you that commission. That mandate must be fulfilled. And if you are still doubting, you cannot do anything. I want you to bow down your head and talk to God this morning. Lord, increase my faith. Help me. Yes, increase my faith. I will not doubt again. I will not begin to doubt your word any longer. Give me the grace from today to have faith in you, to have faith in your word as I'm reaching out to souls. Let me reach out by faith. I will not reach out with unbelief in my heart. Because the Bible says that unbelief is an evil heart. I wanted to talk to God, that God give me the grace to begin to preach the word of God by faith, to begin to reach out to soul, I might reach out to the lost souls by faith. Talk to God. Talk to God this morning. Talk to God. Lord, I pray for myself, for everyone, that we give all of us the grace to reach out to souls like never before, prophet. In the name of Jesus. Is there anyone among us with the evil heart of unbelief? God, remove that heart. Give us the heart of faith. The heart of faith that will begin to believe. We are not grasshopper. We are giant killers. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, a song is coming to my spirit. Menano Shababa. Let it be on the keyboard. God wants to give us fresh fire as we reach out to faith. Souls are perishing. We have to reach out. We have to reach out. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you.
Holy fire burn upon my heart from within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon my heart. Holy fire.
Yes, Lord.
Holy fire burn upon my heart. Holy fire burn upon my heart. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Fire upon my heart. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Amen. If you are here this morning,